Living life in a holy way, giving thanks each and every day. Universe holding sacred space, providing our gift so great.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to each and every one of you that are connecting in this moment. And during this segment, we're going to give mamas the opportunity to connect a little deeper to their children, if they're in their womb or not. And I really recommend for mothers, once they've reached 27 weeks, to allow themselves to be a support mechanism to their baby's spirit energy, and just giving that soul encouragement and reassurance that you're there loving them and caring for them and watching over them. And that will just help them, just keeping it really simple, keeping it that way, not creating too much of a conversation about what you're going to do when they're out or anything like that. Just giving them that assurance, because if you can imagine, they've gone from the imaginal cell state and then they're coming out into form. So that's a lot, that all the things that are going on. So keep it simple. When we're doing something miraculous, it's best if we can just keep it simple. And in addition, we'll share in other segments that the soul is going through something pretty profound. It's transitioning from whatever its form was before into this next form. And so it's good to give people some quiet time, energy, some quiet time, so it can do that. That's why the womb is dark, it's warm, and the baby can just feel that consistent beat of the heart of the mother. That's all that's really needed. And then if you can create a holistic lifestyle during this time, even if you have doubts and fears, this is a time to have a support system, maybe something external, that can keep your emotional turbulence down. So during this first segment, what we're going to do is we're going to connect to the Heart Sutra. And this Heart Sutra, I just want you to practice breathing from heart to womb, heart to womb. Breathing in love, exhaling love, and sending love down to your womb and then inhaling it up from your womb, creating this beautiful sequence. As you do this, don't create too much of a story about anything, because it's really good not to create stories until you have one to tell that really did unfold in this instance. So allow the child to be, and then if you already have had children or are just waiting to have children or not going to have children, but you were a child, just breathe from heart to womb and allow that love to flow and clearing that energy channel. And during this sutra, this is a sutra that invokes compassion, equanimity in the heart, and actually cultivates what can be known in Eastern theological beliefs, Buddhist, but Buddhist really isn't a religion, even though it's perceived as one, is to create this equanimity in a emptiness meets compassion, as a space that can't really be described by words, so I won't try to. But this Heart Sutra just creates that clear energy through the heart into the womb, and that's all we really want to send down to our children. And think about that, and like I said, if you have children, this is a great time to clear that channel, because you're still connected to them energetically, just breathing in and out and sending them clear love and inhaling clear love, so you can keep breathing it out, and you feel filled up and they feel filled up, and then the circle is really powerful. So as you continue following the breath, we'll just go into this sequence with the Heart Sutra, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's happening for the child at 27 weeks and on and before, just as a reminder. I've shared a little bit about this in other segments, and then we're going to go through another sequence. So that being said, just start breathing in and out, heart to womb, and we'll come back after the Heart Sutra by Wah. Beautiful. Now gently allowing the breath to drop and reconnecting here to your heart, letting go of your awareness with your child. And whether they're in womb or not, the reason I really recommend that you leave the child alone for the first 27 weeks is a couple reasons. Is one, at 27 weeks, they theoretically could live outside the womb without your support. Prior to that, they're going through such amazing leaps and bounds, and if they're influenced by your drama, your emotional outbursts, your insecurities, your desire to try to have a conversation with them, this can inhibit and create a lot of questions and doubts in their own mind. Now, don't worry if you had all this happen to you during that time. It's okay, but just to bring mindfulness and bring awareness. And then also, if you know someone's pregnant around you, don't intrude on that baby's space. Really be respectful that this being may not want you in their space. The mother may give consent, but also just to be respectful of that, that, you know what, the child needs to be left alone and allowed to gestate. We don't go up to a cocoon and start knocking on the cocoon and say, hey, what's going on in there? So if you can just bring that analogy in there, we don't go up to a nest and bang on the eggs and say, hey, what's going on in there? Use the same respect for the baby. And mamas, if you want people touching your belly, really just do the same thing. Do you want strangers coming up and touching you out of the blue? And if the answer is yes, okay, but you don't know what the answer is for your child, nor is it your right really to answer for them. So that's why I really recommend those first 27 weeks, let it be. Just be taking care of yourself, have support. That's how I love to work with the mothers during that time, to keep them strong, balanced, in harmony with themselves and all the changes that are going on in their system. And then at 27 weeks, you can start mindfully reassuring the child, and just with the breath alone, just with the energy of love, and start to have a connection to them at that point. Again, don't make stories, don't decide on certain things, but just allow the relationship to organically develop and see what presents itself and how you feel inclined. Also allow there to be a mystery. It's kind of fun to unwrap a present and allow the child to come and get to know them and allow them to acclimate. In a Hopi tradition, they don't name the child till the 20th day. In addition, that whole naming process and the ceremonies that go on leading up into that day are significant in the sense that they understand that there's an acclimation going on, and it's important to give that space, I think, for the baby and the mother to acclimate to the new world. So very different than how we do it now. So we can find our middle ground as to how we want to get there. So what we're going to do is, during this next segment, we were just breathing heart to womb, womb to heart, and you can do that, like I said, with your children that are out of the womb and in the womb. And even if you're before 27 weeks, you can always do that practice, but really just be respectful. Just breathe in and out. Try not to intrude, like peeking in someone's room when they are wanting privacy. Think of it that way. And if you're feeling like you don't want to intrude, then just breathe heart to heart, because your heartbeat's already being this consistent support to them. So you could just breathe in and out of your heart center. Now we're going to listen to a song called Divine Mother, Sacred Earth. And this is a great time, especially if you're earlier on in your pregnancy and you have any mama issues, because pregnancy can bring up a lot because you have another being's energy inside of you. It's hard to decipher what's going on, hormonal shifts, biological shifts, all these different things happening. So to stay in harmony, I really recommend just simple breath work on a daily basis, sitting on the earth, staying in harmony. On this one, Divine Mother, I want you to take some time to just pay gratitude for your mother who gave you life, breathing in and out. And then think of the Earth Mother who gives us life to be here on this planet, breathing in and out. Just seeing that circle, heart to heart, just breathing into the earth, out of the earth, into the earth, out of the earth. And then extending your breath out to your mother and back again. Even if your mother is not alive right now. You can still extend your breath out to her energy, her etheric energy, out into the universe, and then back in again. So as you continue to breathe, and this is a great expansive way to reconnect to who you are and just allow some of those fears, doubts, or just a moment to express your adoration and love and gratitude for this being, no matter how it's unfolded thus far with her, that she gave you life. And just as you have given someone life, or you are helping assist give your child life. So again, just breathing in and out to the mother, and then we'll come back and we'll close the segment out. gently bringing your awareness back to here, just taking soft, gentle breaths in and out of that heart. Second segment, to allow yourself to connect to Mama, Mama Earth, your birth mother, your other mother, whatever it might be. And in addition, the segment before the Heart Sutra allows you to receptively create support for your child in utero. So as mentioned, if we want to deepen our connection to our child without being intrusive, we can use the metaphor of a teenager. They're much like a newborn. They need their parents' support. However, they don't want to feel that intrusion. This is very similar as to what's happening for the soul, the essence, the being during this time in the womb. So currently in our society, there's many belief systems that focus around birth and death, and I can only share from my hands-on experience. And so I feel quite confident in sharing my hands-on experience as to what is happening from death to birth, and that this is a sacred time and one not to be really consumed with, one, your needs. Being a mother is a selfless act. As we progress into motherhood, if you have decided to take that path, you realize it is selfless. That doesn't mean that you don't take care of yourself, but just as we'll see a bear in the woods, they're going to protect their babies, they're going to make sure they're fed, and they'll follow through the normal patterns of taking care of their cubs, similar to an ape, let's say. They'll carry their baby for 2 years on their back. That's a normal call to nature, cycle within nature, to protect and teach the child. So within each one of our species, and we are part of the species on planet Earth, we have a certain duty to our young, and you will have to feel your way through that experience. So this gestation time for mothers is that period where you can prepare to be in that selfless act. It might be a time where you feel a little bit of loss because you are losing your own individuality, meaning that you're realizing you're going to be caring for one or two children. And usually by the second, you're a little bit more understanding of that, and you've lost that sadness or maybe melancholy that you might feel as part of you is metamorphosing, just as the child is. But at the same time, if you can really focus on being still for the child, this is the biggest gift that you can give them. And ultimately, when we're in service and being still, we aren't thinking about our needs in that way. So number one, nutrition, take care of your body. Number two, good nutrition, clean, organic diet, local, in season. It will keep your system in balance, so be eating what's in season, create harmony for you and the child. Number two, rest, lots of rest. And if you're feeling any discomfort, making sure that you're getting some movement to help keep everything in its working order. And taking some time for meditation and breath work is really important. So if you're going into fear or doubt, please feel free to reach out, share what's going on, and then I'm happy to assist. And there are many resources on the internet too. So those things will aid your child more than anything. You don't need to necessarily participate in any other trends that might be happening right now. And I really encourage you, if there's something that you want to bring into this, that you connect with it, how you want to meet the birth, and take some time to really discern what that is. And once you figure that out, then it makes it a lot easier. So as we move forward now, I would love for you both, baby and mama, just to take it easy and enjoy this passage. It's a beautiful one and can be joyous. If you're inspired to practice the heart breath, please connect to the song below. You can purchase the MP3 and just do that. And then also, if you're inspired to connect to the Divine Mother, you can support Sacred Earth and use that as another meditation too. Taking that time and ritual together can be really magical. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile. bright eyes, a full heart, a deep bow, and a namaste.
Living life in a holy way, giving thanks each and every day. Universe holding sacred space, providing our gift so great. I have a gift and I give it away. Back to the ground it shall remain. Buried alive or lost at sea. Either way I let it go intentionally. And I celebrate my blood today. We the moons, we wax and wane. Beating together, feeling the same. I am proud. Not ashamed of my burdens, the sacredness of the woman within me. My blood is the sacrifice of what could be, maybe. Young girl don't know what her body's saying. Spending energy not healing but praying. Blood to go away, for the curse to fade. If only she knew it's sacred, she could embrace it. Mother, you sure never told me how beautiful it is. Mother, if only you loved yourself, you would know this. I have come to accept it all. I have come to be grateful. I give it all.